Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From MLB Network, of course, now, the class of 2018 in the Hall of Fame. Jim Thome is with us. Jim will be part of tonight's Indians and Angels broadcast, which will be available exclusively on YouTube at 10 p.m. And Jim Thome is with us now. Jim, great to have you back on with us. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, guys. How's everything?
We're doing really well. You know, we were a little worried about the Indians. They've been kind of up and down, but they had a nice weekend against the Twins.
They did. And, you know, it's hopefully they can continue. You know, Bieber pitched a nice game last night. I got to work tonight for this for the YouTube game. I'm excited to get around some of the guys there and just, you know, just be around them. They're you know, this is a great time of year, as you guys know, in Cleveland. For many years, we always loved October, and they've put themselves in a position to get there, and that's really all you can ask. You're gonna have those little bit of ups and downs as things go, but you know, I got to tell you, for what they've dealt with, I think they've done a fabulous job at putting themselves in a position to compete in October for sure.
Jim, how big of a loss is the Jose Ramirez injury?
It's big. I'll tell you why. Because if you add him with Puig, Reyes, you know, Lindor, and Santana, I mean, that's five legitimate bats in that lineup, and he was getting hot. That's the thing. I think when you look at his year last year, he had such a long run when he got hot. And I felt like that was going to continue to happen. I've had that injury. I had that hamate bone injury. So it's a tough one, especially, you know, it just takes time because they go in, they remove the hook of it. And, you know, anytime you, as a hitter, you have anything going on with your hands, it takes a little more time to heal. But, you know, hopefully, what is the diagnosis? Are they saying that he's done? Or is there a possibility he could come back?
The timeline they gave would kind of match up with maybe coming back in the playoffs, but that would be on the best-case scenario end of the timeline. Yeah, I guess you never know. What do you think? I mean, like this kind of injury generally.
Well, I think any hitter, you know, as you get into late September and you get into October, the weather starts cooling down. I mean, you know, having hands as a hitter where you can – let them work and attack the baseball without using your body. I remember coming back. I tended to drift a little bit because, you know, there is that little bit of thought like, okay, is it fully healed? But it ended up working out great, which I hope is the same for him because he was really starting to have a great year.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Jim Thome, MLB Network, of course, and Jim will be part of tonight's Indians-Angels broadcast, available exclusively on YouTube at 10 p.m. Broadcast is available to all for free without having to log on by going to youtube.com/MLB or by searching MLB in the YouTube app. Jim, you mentioned all they've gone through. I mean, you look at the pitching, right? They traded Trevor Bauer, who's had a rough season. Corey Kluber got off to a bad start and was hurt the rest of the season. Clevinger missed 2 months and change with an injury. And yeah, I mean, they've hung in there and in a tough American League. Would you have believed with all the lost innings from those guys that they would be in this position?
Well, I mean, as a ball club, I think you have to believe that. I think that's why spring training is so valuable. You know, you always tell these guys that are like right on the edge of competing and getting to the big leagues, like this is a perfect example of why guys get an opportunity. And look, I mean, let's face it. When you take Carrasco, you take Kluber and Salazar out of a rotation, that's three really, really talented starters. You know, I personally think you know, Tito needs a lot of credit for what he's done. He's kept that ball club intact. He's kept the clubhouse good. You know, the other one I think to credit is Santana and Lindor. I think they both have become really not only leaders on the field, but the word around baseball is they've done a fabulous job in that clubhouse, keeping everybody positive. And you credit the farm system, the instructors, the guys down below that are developing these kids and putting them in a position to come to Cleveland and put their ball club in a position with, what, 2 weeks out to compete for a wild card and possibly a division. I think it's outstanding.
Jim Thome is with us. Jim, listen, it's the elephant in the room, right? Francisco Lindor eventually is going to be a free agent, and the Indians, you know, probably not going to be able to pay him. And the fans are, you know, it's tough. You know, you have a great player that you brought up through your system, and he's the face of the franchise. He's an MVP candidate, a caliber player every single season. What do the Indians do? I mean, and what do you say to the fans in a situation like this? It's just a tough spot.
Well, I think he's developed such a great connection with the city. You know, he's a guy that's really, I think when you look at Lindor, he's one of the top three guys in baseball, the faces of baseball. He's developed a great reputation, a great just rapport with the fans and the front office. You really hope that works out. I've got to tell you, he's everything I think that's good about the game, you know, and I think look at his year. You know, he missed all of spring. He missed almost 20 games to start the year. And, I mean, he's still pushing at 30 home runs as a shortstop. He's by 29. And, you know, he's growing every year. I think maturity-wise, you see it. He's confident. You know, he's just a fabulous player. I really hope that works out.
We do, too. Jim Thome with us, of course. 612 career home runs. Jim, I think if you were playing this season in your prime, you might hit 612 home runs this year.
Well, you know, that's interesting because they seem, you know, everybody's talking about the baseballs and what's happening with the baseballs, and they do seem to be a little different. You know, the home runs are up, and, you know, I think everybody's asking, well, why? I think, you know, at some point you got to, you know, I think people are looking, is baseball looking into that? Or are they going to try to find out the reason why? I think they've looked at the baseball. That'll be, from my view, that'll be interesting to see how that goes forward. You know, look, there's so many talented hitters, but yet there's so many talented pitchers. I think our game of baseball is at a high athletically from a pitching end and from an offensive athletic position end. You know, to be a fan, this is the time to be a fan. But I do believe it's got people asking why so many home runs. And, you know, I'm sure they'll figure that out at some point.
Are you excited to do the TV broadcast, the YouTube broadcast?
You know what? I am. I mean, I'm a rookie at it. Yeah. You know, I think what you got to remember is just, you know, when just use your career. Use the time that you played. Watch the game. You know, I've been in the booth. I've watched games at the network when we're on late for MLB Tonight. We'll go out to a West Coast game, and, you know, you go in live and you're breaking it down. But this is fun. I get to work with Mark Langston, who is a teammate of ours in Cleveland. They're a wonderful guy. And, you know, it'll be a good opportunity. I really look forward to it. I was fortunate. It's the Indians are playing, which I'm excited about coming out here, being a part of that. They're in a pennant race, and it'll be fun. I look forward to it.
When do you think your teammate Omar Vizquel is going to get in the hall?
I'm hoping next year. I think when you look at his numbers and what he's done, if you break down the overall numbers from a defense, offensive end, I mean, and I'm biased because he's a teammate. I watched him every day. I watched all the great plays. But what I did watch with Omar is a transformation of a really good hitter. And I think you got to credit Charlie with that. When we were all together, Charlie not only worked with, you know, the middle of the order, but he tried to make the front of the order and the back end of the order. But he used each guy's strength, and Omar just got better and better. So I mean, I'm hoping that it's this year, and if it's not this year, I'm sure hoping that it's next year.
You know, last thing, Jim, I'm going to do some how about this stat I found about you? I wonder if you've ever heard this stat before, and I wonder, this could be a major league record. I can't prove it, but I wonder if it is. How about this bizarre stat about your career? There were 27 pitchers in your career that you faced that you had one official at bat against. 27 pitchers that you had one official at bat, and in that one at bat, you hit a home run. You went 1-for-1 with a home run against 27 different pitchers.
You're kidding me. I had no idea.
I just brought up a stat that blew your mind.
Can you name one of them?
I can name all of them if you want. I mean, you probably don't have time for me to name all of them.
No, it's all good.
I have heard of every single guy on the list except for one guy. But yeah, you, let's see, here we go. You ready? I'll give you a few. I'm going to bring it up right now. Here we go. 1-for-1 with a home run against Rod Beck. There you go. That's a big name for you.
Never knew that.
Rod Beck.
Knew I homered, but I would have thought I faced him more.
No, you only faced him, unless these stats I have are incorrect. You only faced him one time. Jose Lima.
Now, what? Wasn't Lima was a starter in Detroit,
yeah,
which is interesting as well. So, yeah, now you got me intrigued. I'm going to go, when I get over to the ballpark, I'm going to go look that up.
Yeah, make sure that I'm correct with my insight here.
I trust you.
All right.
If not, I'll come back on your show and we'll chat about it.
Now, who did you hit the most home runs off of? You know, two guys.
Ooh, I'm going to say Verlander Clemens.
Rick Reed. Verlander and Rick Reed. You got it. Look at that. Verlander and Rick Reed. You had seven against each of them.
We as a hitter, you always know that stat.
Yeah, that's amazing. Jim, great career. Always great to have you on. We'll watch the broadcast tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a great day.
You too. Jim Thome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.